Thank you for joining us today here at the CGM at Prayer Line. It's so good to have you with us today. And I want to talk to you about justification and what justification means as we consider the fourth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And that theme being, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. The word translated justified has a whole variety of connotations to it, but we're going to consider just a few this morning, and I pray that God will bless you in the application of his word. The first thing we want to talk about is the fact that we have been absolved or acquitted of any wrongdoing through the blood of Jesus, as he has shown forth the power of God in seeing the power of justification come forth into our hearts and lives through his righteousness being imparted. And because he has imputed his righteousness, we have been made right with God, and we have no longer the residue of sin within us and the power of it, because Christ in us has not just forgiven us, not just cleansed us, but empowered us to be righteous even as he is righteous. Think of it. A person who has been on a murder trial or has been accused of a terrible wrongdoing, being acquitted, and the joy that they must feel after being acquitted of wrongdoing that they never committed. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. But think of you and I as sinners saved by grace. We have sinned. We have fallen short of the glory of God. But when we approach the throne of grace, when we go to the mercy seat of God, his love reaches out to us, and he forgives us of all our sins. He brings us unto his bosom, and he gives us hope again. And he doesn't just choose to forgive us. He chooses to forget it all and impart his righteousness, his power, his grace, that we can walk in his anointing and see his righteousness come forth through us, not abiding in our own strength, not abiding in our own power, but in him. And see the victory of Christ in overcoming the enemy, taking on the breastplate of righteousness, part of the armor of God, that we would be able to withstand the enemy and to stand fast in Christ. Secondly, we're not guilty anymore. We're not guilty. Satan might sit there and yell and scream and everything else before the throne room of God, and he might be able to be the accuser of the brethren, but his accusations mean nothing. God isn't listening to him because he knows the blood's been applied. He knows forgiveness has been granted. He knows that absolution is there. He knows that we have been acquitted, and we are walking under his provision of grace. Thirdly, we are reckoned righteous. We are reckoned righteous. Now, many people stop there, but I assure you that the full meaning of the word is much more than that. We are also made righteous. The blood of Jesus not only causes us to be reckoned righteous, it actually makes us righteous, because he imparts his nature unto us that we might become the sons and daughters of Zion. And after doing so, we have become cleansed and made whole. But when we sin and we fall short of the glory of God, and we approach him in that area of our lives that has stumbled, he is gracious just as he was when he first received us, and imparts his power again unto us that we might not try to struggle in our own selves, but know that we are in Christ, abiding in him. And even though there's times when we have failed and not appropriated his character, his anointing, his righteousness when we should, he's there to reapply, anoint, and strengthen us so that we recognize that we can stand fast and take up the shield of faith and quench the fiery darts of the wicked and allow our hearts to be purified and walking in the power of his righteousness. We are made righteous with the righteousness of Christ. It is by Christ's righteousness that we are justified. There is no guilt. There is no problem with the past. It is erased, and we're walking in grace. I don't care today if you have never given your heart to life in God, given your heart and life to God, or if you're a Christian and you're stumbling or faltering. He is available to you. God loves you. And he wishes none to perish, but for all to have everlasting life. And he has made provision for you in his covenant, that when you stumble, or when you fall, or if you've never known him, doesn't matter which side of the coin you fall on, he's there for you. He wants you to pass through Calvary. He wants you to pass through the blood and see the mercy of God and feel the resurrection power of God come forth. And he is going to prorate his righteousness unto you, his ability, his spirit. And you can walk strong today in confidence, knowing that you are a child of God. You are blood washed. You are sanctified unto him, and that he will keep you through his power and anointing today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that through his blood, I am justified, made righteous. Lord, it's not through my merits, it's not through my power, but through your grace, through the application of your mercy and the power of your name, that I can walk in the resurrection life and see the victory over sin, the old man put aside, being risen with you and seeing the victory of God, and walking in the power of God, having upon that breastplate of righteousness, and having my hand holding the shield of faith to quench the fire darts of the wicked. So when the accuser tries to say, hey, look at what you've done, Lord, you say, not at all. I don't even know what you're talking about. And I stand firm in your love. Father, anoint me to do so today. Anoint me to serve you today. Anoint me to show forth your love today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this was a word of encouragement and one that you can take to heart, and that the Lord will bless you today in a very special way as you consider Jesus today and allow him to be your friend, your Savior, and be there for you today in a very powerful way in your personal life, so that you can see the hand of God at work in your everyday goings and comings and see the anointing of God in Jesus' name. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace, you can call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We're so glad to hear from you whenever you give us a ring or whenever you send us a note. And we just pray that God is touching you through this ministry. You can also visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. And enjoy the resources that are there. If some of you want to get involved in a good Bible school education, please take hold of what you read there on the FBC part of our website, Focus Bible College, and see what God is doing there and get yourself involved in some courses and some opportunities of training. It'd be great. We're so glad that you're with us today or have been with us. God bless you. Until next time on the Prayer Line.